Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter 10. In verse 35, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Now, there are a lot of Christians who are not confident. They may not realize they're not confident, but they're not. If a person is not confident, they'll do things to try to control their circumstances, control other people, control what is allowed, control what people think or say, what they do. They want control. Why do they want control? Because they're not confident. They've cast away their confidence. The problem with that is that confidence comes with reward. So if I cast away my confidence, I also cast away my reward. You don't want to do that. You don't want to lose your rewards. Those rewards are very valuable. You get to keep them for eternity. So hold on to your confidence, and if you don't have confidence, find it. But sometimes we don't know how to find our confidence, so it's really important for us to understand how that process works. Sometimes people try to put confidence in the natural things. For example, somebody is confident about their future because they may have a lot of money or a big house or something like that. That's not something to put your confidence in. That can go away very quickly. A big house can burn down in a matter of moments. Money can be lost in a day. So you don't put your confidence in that. Sometimes people put their confidence in their own ability. But even that's not something to have your confidence in. What if your ability changes? What if you get sick, for example, and now you no longer have that ability? Well, if that's where your confidence was, then you're going to have some problems. Never put confidence in other people. Other people can fail you. But we do this all the time. We find these natural places for our confidence, and then we wonder why they didn't work out for us. When you wonder why it didn't work out for you, the temptation will be to cast away your confidence. Well, I tried it, I couldn't do it, now I'm not confident anymore. Your confidence was in the wrong place. Casting away your confidence essentially means putting it in the wrong place. Don't put your confidence in the wrong place. Your confidence is too valuable. Jesus said in John 5:10, I can of my own self do nothing. Was he lacking confidence? Jesus? Really? I can of my own self do nothing? No, he wasn't lacking confidence at all. He knew where his confidence came from. He knew the right source of confidence. And in his humanity, he knew that there was nothing to be confident in. His humanity was not the source of confidence. By the way, your humanity is not your source of confidence. And then Jesus said, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. So his confidence was not in himself. His confidence was in what he was hearing from the Father. Your confidence is not in yourself. Your confidence is from the Word of God. And then he said, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. There is the big issue. We put our confidence in the wrong place because we seek our own will. And we know that necessarily it may not come from God because it's our own will. How often do people not consider the Word of God? They make a decision, but they don't consider the Word of God. They consider their preferences. Where are you going to move? I want to move to Hawaii. Now, there's nothing wrong with Hawaii, and if God calls you there, by all means, go there. But if you just want to move to Hawaii because it's a beautiful place with amazing weather, well, you know what? That may not be the will of God. But if your confidence is in yourself, you're going to be seeking your own will, and you're going to be confident in your desires to fulfill your own will. But what if it doesn't fulfill your will? What if you get to Hawaii and all of a sudden you get the results of that volcano that recently erupted? Well, there's a disappointment. God bless those people that happened to. That was awful. But imagine if that was your confidence. That's tough. You see, you can't put your confidence in the natural things. You cannot put your confidence in yourself. And you cannot define the outcome of your confidence. Your choices do belong to you, but the results belong to God. They never belong to you. So what you want to do is put your confidence where the results are determined. And the only place where they are determined is with God Himself. In Psalm 84:11, God tells us that He withholds no good thing from those who walk uprightly. Uprightly means in faith. God will not withhold any good thing from the person who trusts God and responds to Him. That person will have all the good things there are to be had. That's what He says. He withholds no good thing. Now, if you don't have it, it's because God didn't give it. If God didn't give it, at least for the time being, it was not a good thing. Now, the thing itself is not good or bad. But remember, things are always kingdom issues. But He will withhold no good thing from those who walk in faith and respond to Him. In Romans 7:18, here's the problem with putting confidence in yourself. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Imagine that if you put your confidence in your own knowledge, your own ability, your own understanding. A lot of people do. Well, there's nothing good in you. Human nature is dreadful. And so don't think to yourself, well, there's something good in me. I can be confident. I can be confident in my ability to figure out things, to figure out people, to figure out circumstances. I can be confident in that. No, in you there dwells no good thing. And so that cannot even be a source of your confidence. Well, I have a history of it. I'm usually pretty good at it. That cannot be the source of your confidence. Because that may fail you very easily. And even if you believe you have a history of it, I'll guarantee you that your history is completely filled with places where it didn't work. Confidence cannot be in you. So I cannot put my confidence in my understanding. I cannot put my confidence in my ability. I cannot put my confidence in other people. 2 Kings 18 tells us, don't lean on the arm of the flesh. The arm of the flesh, that's a really precarious place. You can't trust it. Sometimes people trust people to keep secrets. I find that really kind of curious. But sometimes people will trust other people to keep a secret. And they'll tell them something they don't want other people to know. Here's my favorite scenario, and this happens surprisingly frequently. Somebody says something to somebody else, and they say, don't tell anyone. And they entrust them with that private information. Don't tell anyone. And then that person goes and says, don't tell them I told you this. I'm not supposed to tell anyone. But Here it is. And then pretty soon everybody's aware of it, but everybody doesn't talk about the fact that they're aware of it, but everybody's aware of it because everybody says to everybody else, don't tell them that I told you this. I'm not supposed to tell anyone, but here it is. You ever have that happen? A lot of people have. Why? They trusted in the arm of the flesh. Young people learn this. If you want to keep a secret, don't say it. Simple. If you want to keep a secret, don't tell anyone. Oh, but I can tell this one. They'll keep it. No, they won't. Human nature. Nothing good dwells in a human being. It's human nature. So they give a secret, and please don't tell anyone, and then everybody knows. Human nature. Well, human nature is like that with everything. Human nature will fail you every time. Don't put your confidence in it. You can't put your confidence in other people. The other people are not made for you to put confidence in, by the way. God never said, put your confidence in people. Show me that one in the Bible. Why not? Because he knew what's in the heart of men. He knew that inside of us dwells no good thing. In Isaiah 1:18. I'm giving you the wrong quote. In Isaiah 1, the head is sick. The heart is faint. Now, if you have a sick head, how confident can you be in it? If you have a faint heart, how confident can you be in it? Now, I like the colonel's story when he was in the military, in the army, and he was in Kuwait. There was a war going on. And he said, all these guys... Correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel. He said, all these boisterous guys, these guys who were all that and a bag of chips and they wanted to make sure you know it. These guys were so boastful. They were so arrogant. They were so proud. And when the battle comes, they were these scared little boys. Oh, no. What am I going to do now? While kicking the training. What am I going to do now? Oh, no. That was a bomb. And they get these scared little boys. Now, I don't blame somebody for being afraid of a bomb. I'd be afraid of a bomb. But these guys are trained for that. They know what to do. But all of a sudden, their confidence was in themselves, and that went away very quickly because they realized there was something bigger than they are right next to them. The really boisterous ones were the ones who turned into the little boys. And the guys who were kind of quiet, doing their thing, doing things right, not being boastful, they just learning how to do it, carrying out correctly, those guys did great. Well, you know what? They knew where to put their confidence, and it wasn't in themselves. It was in the things that they were taught. You know what? We don't put confidence in ourselves either. We put it in the things God teaches us. There's a lot of high-profile people I've seen over the years. And I've been doing this for a long time now. And those high-profile people, some of them, not all of them, but man, you wouldn't believe how easily they get tripped up. But everybody's like, ooh, and sometimes they're like that about themselves, ooh. They get so tripped up so easily. Why? Wrong. Confidence. Wrong source. It's easy to be confident in something until it's tested. And when it's tested, you realize, oh, I shouldn't have been confident in that. What's the right source of confidence? Because finding your confidence is very important. That's where your rewards are. You would think that rewards would be like being super Christian. No. Rewards come with knowing where to put your confidence. Well, in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's my confidence. And the reason for that is because in Ephesians 2, 15 and 16, we're one person with Christ. Imagine if my hand tried to put confidence not in my head, but in yours. How well would that work? Well, you have no connection to my hand. It wouldn't work at all. That's what happens when we try to put our confidence in something outside of Christ. It doesn't work at all because there's no connection there. Maybe you think there is, but in reality there isn't. You're the body of Christ. You're not the body of your bank account. You're not the body of your physical talents or abilities. You may have a talent like a football player, but if you put confidence in that, you can't even do that. Yes, some of them, a handful, they'll do really well with it, but you know what? Some of them, as talented as they were, it never takes them anywhere. And it may not even be their own fault. Maybe it's an injury. And it doesn't take them anywhere. You can't have your confidence there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the only place I can have confidence. The only place where the Bible says you can do all things, Christ. Because He's the one you're one person with. It's His body that defines you. You are His body. That's where your confidence must be, because otherwise there's no connection there. In John 15:4, Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you." Abide means remain. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Have you ever seen a grapevine? They're really a very nice thing. You get these beautiful fields of grapevines. I mean, it's very pleasant. It's very pretty. Well, they have some not too far from here. And you get these long vines, and then you've got these branches coming off of them, and on those branches, not on the vine, but on the branches is where the fruit is. It's similar to a tree, really. You get an apple tree, it's not the trunk that bears the fruit, it's the branches. It's similar to being a trunk of a tree versus a branch of a tree. He says, you bear fruit because you remain in me. The same way that a branch bears fruit because it remains in the vine. You could say the same way that a branch can bear an apple, it cannot do it unless it's connected to the trunk. If you separate the branch from the branch dies. Because everything that that branch has comes from the trunk, not from the branch and not from the fruit. It comes from the trunk. So if I abide in Christ, I'll be fruitful. But if I separate myself from Him, I won't be fruitful. So where's my confidence? My confidence is in the vine. It's not even in the fruit. Let's say you can play football really well. The Ravens had a running back like this. The guy is an incredibly talented running back. He's phenomenal. When he was in college, he was amazing. When he was in his first year with the team, he was amazing. In the second year with the team, he hurt his knee. And he sat out for the year. And then he sat out the next year because he had to recover from surgery. And then he tried to come back and he hurt his knee again, sat out that year. Then he came back last year, hurt his knee again, set out that year. But the guy's incredibly talented. He's one of the best there is. But he just can't play. And it's not that he doesn't have ability. It's that he doesn't have all the tools that he needs. And one of those is a good knee. Well, you know what? Imagine if he put his confidence in his ability to play football. Because he had tremendous talent. His talent was his confidence. Imagine that. I'm not saying it was, but I'm saying imagine if it was. Well, that would be crushing to that guy. That would destroy him. Imagine if your confidence was in your ability to produce fruit. Imagine if your confidence was in whatever manifestation of Christ you have. Let's say that you're a great singer. And you're a song leader somewhere, and your confidence is in your ability to sing and worship like nobody's business. Well, you've got your confidence in the wrong place. Your confidence has to be in the vine. Because that's where everything comes from. If your confidence is even in your ability to produce the things that you do really well, you still can't be confident in it. It has to be in the vine. The only place you can find confidence that'll last, that will not fail you, is in the vine. That's why in verse 5 he said, I am the vine. Jesus, I'm that vine. You cannot bear fruit unless you abide in me because I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and that means to keep yourself in the love of God. And if I abide in him, that means the word of God remains in you. He'll bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I can do all things through him. Without him, I can do nothing. Why? Because he's the source of all things, because I'm one with him. If I put my confidence elsewhere, it will not work. It will fail me. Ultimately, it will fail me. If I keep my confidence in him and I find my confidence in his word and his love, then there's nothing that I can't do. And the rewards are amazing. A person who has confidence in God, and I've seen this happen, can go to places in the world that are absolutely hair-raising when God calls them there. And they prosper. They thrive there. Now, I'm not saying they'll be without challenges. No, they've got plenty of challenges. But the outcomes are amazing. Their confidence didn't come from themselves. It came from God, and that's why they had the ability. Your ability comes from the same source as your confidence. That's why your confidence has to be in the same source that gives you the ability. And that's only in Christ. I don't care if you are an athlete. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you are whatever it is that you are. It's always the same way. Your ability comes from Christ. Therefore, your confidence has to be in Christ. And when you don't put your confidence in the wrong place, you get tremendous rewards. Amen. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior and you don't know where you're going to go when you die, simply pray, Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I receive you as my Savior. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for me so I can have eternal life with you. Amen.